Vav Kama, Perek Vav, Mishneh Hei. This Mishnah will discuss the responsibility the person who creates a fire has towards items that were stored inside the area that was burned. The Mishnah tells us, Hamadlik es hagodish. If somebody lights and puts on fire somebody else's pile of grain, v'hayu bo kelim v'dolku, and there were utensils that belonged to the owner of the pile that were hidden away inside the pile of grain, v'dolku, and they got burned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yishalei mashe besocho, the one who started the fire is responsible to pay for the utensils that were located inside. V'chachamim omrim, they differ, and they say, Einem mishalim elagadish shalchitin o shel seorim. You're not responsible for the utensils. However, you are responsible for the space of the utensils that would be if there had been grain in that spot. The grain that would have taken up the spot of the utensils, that you would be liable for. But you're not liable for the kalim, the extraneous utensils that were placed there, and that's because the Chachamim learned from a pasuk that you are not chayev on tamun. You're not chayev for burning items that were hidden away inside something else. The Mefarshim explain that the Chachamim maintain that a person is not liable for utensils, whether the utensils would normally be there or would not normally be there. If there are utensils that are used in the processing of the grain, so they're expected to be there, or if there are ones that are unusual, that have no place there, either way, the Chachamim are of the opinion that you're not liable for those utensils. This is going to be in distinction to something we'll see towards the end of this Mishnah. The Mishnah now digresses to talk about the responsibility of the person who created the fire towards things that were located next to the pile of grain. The Mishnah says, "Hayigidi kafuslo." Let's say there was a kit goat that was tied down next to the pile of grain, the Eved Samachlo, and there was a slave who was next to it, not tied down, but next to it, could have ran away. The Nisraf Emo, and gets burned together with it. Chayev, he is liable. But that liability is only for the pile of grain and for the gedi. The Mishnah does not mean to say that he's chayav for the eved. The eved should have run away. Eved kafus lo. What if the eved is tied down ugedi samach lo, but then the gedi is next to it and doesn't run away? V'nisraf imo, and the gedi gets burnt with it. Pater, he's pater on the gedi. The reason that he's pater on the gedi is not because the gedi should have run away. We expect a human being to run away. An animal, such as a gedi, may not have the intelligence to realize that it needs to run away from the flames. However, the reason he's pater is because of a principle called kimle b'derabimine, and that is that when a person is chayav misa for an action, as they are in this case where a eved, a slave, was tied down and could not move, so he basically murdered the Eved, so he is not liable for the monetary damage that he has caused in the activity that killed the Eved and made him Chayav Misa. And this is regardless of whether or not he did the murder on purpose or it happened by accident. The very activity itself, since it involves murder, even an inadvertent murder, paters, relinquishes his responsibility for the monetary damage. Now the Mishnah goes back to discuss the machlokas we had at the beginning of the Mishnah between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda about whether or not a person is responsible for items that are hidden inside the pile of grain. The Mishnah says, Umodim Chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim who said that one is putter for the items that are hidden away, they agree, however, to Rabbi Yehuda, but madlikas habira, if somebody directly lights a fire on a person's castle, a person's item, Shumishalim komasha besocha, that he has to pay for everything that's inside the castle, everything that's inside the house. Shekein derech b'nei adam l'haniach babatim, because it's normal for people to place items in their bias, and therefore a person who directly lights it, it's not a situation like in the Reisha where he lit a fire in his own property and the fire spread. But here he directly lit the other person's item, he's responsible for the whole thing.